previously on the Vampire Diaries.
Vampires and werewolves used to roam freely until a shaman put a curse on them to limit their power. Since then, werewolves can only turn on a full moon and vampires are weakened by the sun. The werewolf part of the curse, it's sealed with a moonstone.
You must be Elena. How do we look exactly alike?
You're a Petrova doppelganger. You're the key to breaking the curse.
You know my daughter, Elena.
Getting really easy being you.
I don't want you here.
We all want the same thing. Klaus dead.
The oldest vampire in the history of time is coming after me.
Elijah had no weapon to kill Klaus, but he believed that if a witch could channel enough power, they wouldn't need one.
Like the power you get from a spot marked with 100 dead witches.
I'm a vampire. I can't let you leave. Okay, not like this. You
what
have to...
did you do to my sister?
Jenna keeps asking about Isabel.
Isabel is dead.
Hi. You must be Jenna. I'm Elena's mother, Isabel.
Elena stares at Isabel in horror.
Hello, Elena. It's nice to see you again.
Jenna eyes Elena sharply.
Again?
To Jenna.
So you're the woman who's dating my husband. I need to speak to Elena. May I come in?
No, don't. Don't invite her in.
I need to talk to you, Elena.
No!
Elena slams the door on Isabel. Jenna stares at Elena and shakes her head.
You knew she was still alive. Rick? John, did they know?
I can explain everything, Jenna.
No.
No, Jenna, please. Jenna, please. Wait, Jenna. Jenna, please, wait.
Jenna shuts herself in her bedroom.
Jenna, you have to talk to me. I need to explain what's going on. Jenna, please.
Jenna sits on the floor with her back to the door, sobbing. The Vampire Diaries. Day. At the Salvatore's, Stefan and Damon come downstairs. Catherine's there.
Isabel just showed up at the front doorstep.
What's she doing here?
I don't know. That's what I'm gonna go find out.
I don't think that you should tell her that I'm here.
What? Why?
It's better if she and John not know that I stayed in town after I got out of the tomb.
You're the one in cahoots with them. You made a deal with John and almost got me killed.
I did what I had to get out of the tomb. Now I'm reconsidering my alliance.
What do you know?
I know that I want Klaus dead, which puts me squarely on Team U. Besides, if you two ever need me to swap places with Elena again, the less people know that I'm here, the better. Think about it, Stefan. Come on, be smart.
Stefan paces and turns to Damon.
Tell you what, why don't you call Larrick and let him know that his wife just showed up on his girlfriend's doorstep.
Stefan goes. Elena lets Alaric in at Jenna's.
Hey, is she up yet?
She won't come out of her room.
What'd you tell her?
Nothing. She won't talk to me.
We're gonna have to fix this, Elena.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
Jenna.
I don't want you here, Rick. You need to go.
Listen, I can't begin to imagine what you must be feeling right now.
Rage and betrayal would pretty much cover it.
Where are you going?
I'm going to stay on campus. I have a thesis to write, and I don't want to be in this house.
Jenna, please, just stop. Let us explain to you exactly what is going on.
Elena, I need you to go to the Lockwoods today and accept the Historical Society's check for your mom's foundation.
Okay, but Jenna, please, just...
I don't have it in me to hear any more lies from you.
Elena and Alaric look sheepish.
Jenna, just...
Let her go. It's better that she's not here, what with everything that's going on. But maybe had you been a little more honest with her from the beginning, this...
Alaric punches John in the face. Elena looks stunned.
Sorry, Elena.
Alaric goes. She turns to John.
You know this is your fault, right?
Right.
Caroline comes out of her house. She's on the phone to Stefan.
I can't find him anywhere. He's not at home. He's not answering his phone.
How could you let him go?
My mom walked in and he just took off. I didn't know what to do.
Did your mom hear anything?
No, she just thinks we were fighting. But he knows about me and he's freaking out about Vicky.
All right, listen. You have to find him. You have to calm him down, compel him if you have to. Is he still on the Vervain?
I slip it into a soda when he's at work, but I didn't get to last night, so it's out of his system. He has a catering shift at the Lockwoods today. I'm gonna try there. Call Matt.
Calling Matt.
You reach Matt. Leave a message.
Stefan's at Jenna's.
Oh, this is bad. Between Isabel and Jenna and now Matt, this is disaster bad.
Yeah.
John walks into the room. His bloody nose is cleaned up.
Lenny, can you come downstairs, please? I need to talk to you.
I have nothing to say to you.
Please. It's important. You too, Stefan.
Stefan and Elena share a look. She heads downstairs with Stefan and John following. Elena stops in her tracks in the hallway when she sees Isabel ahead of her.
I asked John for a do-over.
You invited her in?
She has information about Klaus. Please, just listen to her, okay?
Elena shoots Stefan a look.
All right. What do you know?
Since I was last here, I've been doing everything possible to find Klaus. We knew our best chance was to find him before he could find you.
Best chance of what?
Keeping Elena alive.
You don't get to talk, okay? Not after everything you've done.
Were you able to find Klaus?
No, nobody knows where he is. But there are these rumors that are flying around that a doppelganger exists.
Which means any vampire that wants to get in favor with Klaus will be lining up to capture you.
Stefan turns to look at Elena.
I'm not buying any of this. The last time that you were here, you made it clear that you didn't give a damn about me. Now all of a sudden I'm supposed to believe that you want to help.
Isabel's been helping all along.
Elena looks dubious.
Klaus has been obsessed with finding Catherine for centuries. All it would take was any one of those 1864 tomb vampires to spread the word around that Catherine was still alive, and it would bring him straight here to Mystic Falls, where you were bound to be discovered. So we killed them.
And almost killed Stefan and Damon in the process.
Yeah.
I have a safe house that I can take you to. The deed is in your name. No vampires can get in without your permission. Not even me. Let me help you.
You want help? And get the hell out of my house.
Lucas lies dead in his shadowy living room. Damon enters with Bonnie and Jeremy.
Yep. Everybody's dead.
We should pack up the grimoires. I spent years collecting them. I want to make sure they're safe.
You know, we could just get another match and cremate them.
Don't be disrespectful. Not to him.
Fine. I'll bear him.
What exactly are we looking for?
According to Luca's dad, one of these contains a spell that'll let me harness the energy that's left behind when a witch dies violently.
I didn't know you and Father Witch were so close.
We weren't. But when he gave me my powers back, he gave me a message. If I can find the spot in town where the old Salem witches were burned, I can harness their energy to use when I need it.
Great. We'll have to put that on our list of things to do today. Harness ancient dead witch power.
You know where the witches were burned?
Did I forget to mention that?
Are we gonna have to read through every one of these books till we find the right spell?
Not exactly.
Bonnie holds her palms up to shelves of books as if reading them through her hands. She whispers to herself. A book flies off a shelf.
It's this one.
Great. Grab the rest. Let's go.
A black 4x4 pulls up at a white house with pillars. Isabel and a tall, handsome man, Maddox, enter the house. Isabel takes a bottle of wine from one of the bags he's carrying.
Merci, mon chéri.
Catherine appears and pounces on Isabel.
Nice house. Nicest foreclosure in town.
Catherine lets her go. Catherine and Isabel embrace with big smiles. Catherine, in tight jeans and high-heeled boots, stalks across the hallway.
It's good to see you, Catherine.
I hear you've been busy.
Yes, I have. I've been busy making a deal with Klaus to save your life.
Catherine smiles.
Here. A vintner I knew in Avignon.
Catherine pushes a stopper out and tastes it.
It's tasty. So, what was it, the surprise visit to the Gilbert house,
John told me Rick was dating Auntie Vanilla. I got jealous.
You've obviously got John wrapped around your finger if he invited you in the house.
He thinks I'm helping him protect Elena, so he's been very useful in keeping me informed on everything that's been going on.
So tell me what you know.
You were right. I couldn't get anywhere near Klaus, but I found my way to someone in his trusted circle.
She bites her lip and leans forward.
One of his witches.
Klaus
So do the witches.
He said that Klaus is willing to grant you your freedom if we deliver the Moonstone and the doppelganger.
I can get the Moonstone.
You know, Catherine, you'd be betraying your Salvatore boys again.
I was more than willing to play it their way if I had to, but they're floundering. Their witch has lost her powers and they've used their only weapon to kill Elijah. If I stick with them, I'm dead. You showing up changes everything.
Isabel raises her brows. They drink. Of the Salvators.
Do you really think that Isabel's telling the truth, that word's gotten out about the doppelganger?
Look, I don't trust a word that she says, but I think we'd be stupid to ignore the warning.
You know, you should just stay here. It's better for us to keep an eye on you.
What, in the house that any vampire can enter? No, her house is safer.
Well, then we'll stay there.
So, is that the plan? Neither of you let me out of your sight again?
Let me know when you come up with a better one.
Fine, then one of you two bodyguards is gonna have to come with me to the Lockwood luncheon.
That'd be me.
Not me.
I have witch stuff to attend to with Bonnie.
Does that mean that you're taking her to the...
Damon shushes her.
Don't get quiet on my account. If you have a plan to combat the impending vampire doom, please do tell.
Catherine eyes them. Damon raises his brows.
Seriously, what is the plan to get us out of this mess, hmm? I delivered you a moonstone, a werewolf, and a dagger to lure and kill Klaus, and right now, all you have is a moonstone. Or so you tell me.
No, we haven't.
Where is it?
It's a very safe place.
I've been honest with you. Time to return the favor.
Let me be honest with you. Don't mistake the fact that we've even set you on fire in your sleep for trust.
Fine. Be that way.
Catherine heads off. Elena smiles.
Marshall hasn't been able to figure out what caused the fire at this scene, but he did find blood. No body, just blood.
You think vampires were involved?
I'm starting to assume the answer to that is always a yes.
Mrs. Lockwood, have you seen Matt? I thought he was working a catering shift at today's luncheon.
No, I haven't, honey. Sorry. But if you see him, could you ask if he's heard from Tyler?
Yeah, of course. Still no word from him?
No, the note he left said he needed time to figure some things out, but I wish I knew where he was.
Caroline puts her arm on Mrs. Lockwood's shoulder.
Excuse me.
Caroline spots Elena and Stefan.
Hey, any luck finding Matt?
None. What if he tells somebody? What if he tells everybody?
No, we just gotta find him and make sure that doesn't happen. Do you have any idea where he would be?
I wish I did, but he wasn't really one to run.
Yeah, this wasn't how it was supposed to happen. You know, I was supposed to tell him at the right moment, in the right way, and he was supposed to be okay with it because he loves me.
We'll help you find him. I just have to accept this thing for Jenna.
All right, well, call me when you're done, and I'll be out looking for him.
Caroline strides off. Elena sighs with concern.
Maybe he'll come around. You did.
In the woods.
Is this the spot Emily Bennett was killed to?
Founders thought it was poetic, burning her where the other witches burned.
How do you know where the witches were burned?
I tried to save her. Emily was just my key to getting Catherine back before I knew what a nasty little bitch Catherine was.
They reach a derelict building.
Hmm.
They stop and stare at it.
You sure it's the right place?
His brow furrowed, Damon nods, then heads towards the building. Bonnie and Jeremy follow. They head into a darkened hallway. Damon glances around. There's a staircase on the left. He heads towards another room where a beam of sunlight streams in. Jeremy treads on broken flooring and jumps. They go into the end room. Damon tries to peer out of a boarded up window. He steps back and freezes. He tries to move, but can't.
Whatever witchy prank you're playing, don't.
It's not funny.
Not doing anything.
I can't move.
The beam of sunlight starts to sear him.
Ah! Oh, my ring's not working. Do something!
Damon holds a hand up to protect his face. His skin turns red. Bonnie concentrates. Damon's released.
I don't think the witches like you being here.
I guess this is the right place.
I'm gonna go wait outside.
He heads back down the hallway. Jeremy and Bonnie stay. Catherine's at the Salvators. She goes into a walk-in closet. She opens drawers in a chest of drawers and rifles through the contents. She opens a wooden box on top of it. Underneath a bunch of cigars, she finds a wad of cash, takes it and puts in her bra. Elsewhere in the house, she opens more drawers. She knocks on different spots on a fireplace, then gets into the hearth and rakes through burnt debris. She gazes around thoughtfully. She looks at her dirty hands. She washes her hands in a sink in the bathroom. She takes a bar of soap from a bowl and checks her reflection in the mirror. She puts the soap back in the bowl, turns the tap off and walks off, drying her hands. She stops abruptly and turns back to look at the bowl of soap. She reaches in and pulls out what looks like a small pearlescent bar of soap and moves it around in her hand. It's the Moonstone. She smiles. On a quiet street, Alaric opens the door to his car.
Hi, Rick.
Isabel.
He gawps at her.
What do you want?
Just cleaning up some loose ends.
Yeah, we don't have any loose ends.
You may not. I do. I need to apologize to you.
It's a little late for that.
No, not for what I've done in the past. We're beyond that. Although I am sorry for outing you to your girlfriend. That was petty of me.
Look, whatever jacked up vampire amends that you're trying to make with me right now, I'm not interested.
Of course not, because I compelled you to let me go.
She gazes at him.
I realize that I don't want to do what I have to do without you knowing how much I loved you.
She smiles and nods.
And I did. I loved you so much.
Alaric frowns. Isabel shrugs.
He's all yours.
Maddox comes up behind Alaric and puts his hands either side of Alaric's head. Alaric winces in pain and collapses to the ground. Isabel strolls off. She starts to cry. Outside the abandoned building.
You want to hurry it up in there?
Damon heads in, but the door slams in his face.
You know, you're all on your own in there.
He leaves. Inside, Bonnie and Jeremy stand close to one another.
Give me the grimoire.
Jeremy opens his backpack.
Are you sure about this?
Are you worried about me?
Yeah, of course I am.
She takes the old book from him, then leans in for a kiss. She looks into his eyes.
I'm sure.
She opens the book. She starts to read a handwritten page, then closes her eyes.
What is that?
The spirits of the witches who died here. You can feel them.
All right, well, what are they saying?
Bonnie frowns and steps forward.
Where are you going?
Bonnie heads through a doorway. Jeremy follows her. She steps up into another room that's full of stuff.
Here. This is it. Help me set the candles.
She puts the book down on the floor. She stands and closes her eyes. Jeremy sets up candles. He looks up. Bonnie closes her eyes again.
What the hell are they saying?
Jeremy stands.
What is it?
Nothing.
All the candles in the room and the fire alight spontaneously.
They're ready.
Jeremy nods. Mrs. Lockwood talks to a hall full of people.
And here to accept the donation to the Miranda Summers Gilbert Scholarship Fund is Elena Gilbert.
Elena heads to the front of the hall. John meets Isabel in the corridor of the plush building of the awards.
What are you doing here?
I'm creating a distraction.
She opens her mouth to reveal fangs. She sinks her teeth into his neck.
The Historical Society was my mom's baby. She considered all of you family and would be honored and touched by this gift.
John's body rolls down the stairs. Everyone turns. Stefan rushes over to him. The people start to flood out. In the commotion, Catherine comes into the hall and approaches Elena.
Nice dress.
She claps her hand over Elena's mouth.
Mind if I borrow it?
Eddie's John, who has a bite wound on his neck.
Please, let the sheriff do her job.
He's bleeding. Is he okay?
Yeah, I got it.
Sheriff Forbes kneels by the body. Stefan heads back through the crowd, his eyes darting searchingly.
You know what? Let's all back off. All right? He just needs some air. Everything's fine.
Elena.
Catherine, in Elena's dress, is on the phone.
You okay?
I'm calling Damon.
Let's get out of here. Come on.
Elena is in the back of a 4x4, unconscious as it drives alongside a woods. Isabel sits next to her. Catherine on the phone.
It's Isabel, Damon. It's gotta be.
Tell me needs to get over here and deal with John's body.
You've got some serious explaining to do to the council about John being not so dead.
Stefan shoves her.
Where the hell is she, huh?
She injects him.
I'm sorry, Steph, but I can't have you following me.
She tosses him into the bushes and gets into her car. In the candlelit room in the abandoned building...
Bonnie?
Her eyes closed, Bonnie starts to cry.
You're scaring me here.
No!
Bonnie!
Jeremy is thrown across the room. He gets up.
Are you okay?
Tears are smeared down her cheeks.
I did it.
She rests her head on his shoulder and sags. He supports her.
I'm sorry for the scare. It was just a bad fall. Paramedics are on their way.
The last few guests leave. Damon enters.
How is he?
He's dead.
Damon studies the bite on John's neck, then lifts his arm and drops it.
He'll be fine in a couple hours.
What are you talking about? Damon, he's dead.
Well, here's the thing. John's ring, it's an old Gilbert family heirloom that protects its owner from death by a supernatural entity.
But he's not breathing. He has no pulse.
He will be. Trust me.
Damon hauls the body along the floor.
We're gonna need a cover story. Epileptic fit, alcohol binge, banana peel, whatever works. But right now, I just have to get him out of here.
Sheriff Forbes goes outside. She's on the phone.
Yeah, it's a false alarm at the Lockwoods. Okay, good, thanks.
Matt's standing outside. He looks tense.
Hey.
Sheriff Forbes.
Matt, what's wrong?
I want to see Vicky's file.
What?
My sister, I want to see her file. I want to see how you covered up that she was killed by a vampire.
Matt, you need to calm down. You're upset. You don't know what
don't
you're talking
about. Don't lie to me.
Matt, you need to calm down now.
He grabs her by the shoulders. She twists him and holds him against his car bonnet. She glares, then glances around. Damon arrives home with John's body over his shoulder. He dumps him on a rug in the hallway, then notices that he has blood all over his hands. In the bathroom, he washes his hands in the sink. He picks up a towel and looks at his reflection in the mirror. He takes off his top.
Stefan, how'd I beat you and Elena home?
Damon frowns.
What?
He frantically goes through the bowl of soaps.
No.
He knocks it off the countertop. In the 4x4.
Are we good to go? I'm at your house, but we have to hurry. Damon knows your lodging tricks. It'll take him all 20 minutes to find out where you're staying.
We'll be long gone before that.
Good. How far are you?
I'm sorry, Catherine. I had to do what I was told. He wanted the Moonstone and he wanted you.
Elena wakes up.
Hey? Hey who?
Isabel hangs up. Maddox is in the house. Catherine attacks. Maddox holds a hand up and Catherine stops and clutches her head. Crying out, she sinks to the ground.
Hey, Matt, if you're listening to this, it means you've listened to the last 25 messages I've left you, which all say the same thing. So, call me.
Caroline hangs up and heads into her house. She gets out her keys, but stops in her tracks when she spies Matt through the window. She takes a deep breath and goes in. She throws her hands out in a shrug and eyes Matt gravely.
You're here.
Your mom brought me here.
My mom?
I accused her of covering up Vicky's death, and she threatened to arrest me.
Did you tell her anything else?
Nothing about you. I got the feeling she wasn't going to believe anything I said, so I shut up. She brought me here to cool down, and then she got called away.
Matt.
Caroline steps towards him, and he recoils.
Why'd you stick around if you're still scared of me?
Because I need to know more about Vicky, about you.
I'll tell you anything you want to know.
Walking away from the witch's building.
All right, well, there has to be something in the grimoire to help us translate that chant.
It was just a warning.
What kind of warning?
It's not important.
Look, it is important to me, okay?
It's a lot of power to have access to. They're just telling me to be careful with it.
Well, exactly how much power can you draw from 100 dead witches?
Bonnie smiles, then closes her eyes. The autumn leaves on the ground start to move. They swirl around in a wind. The sun fades and it turns to night. Lightning flashes in the sky. Jeremy glances around in amazement. He takes Bonnie's hand and she stops. The wind dies down and the sun shines.
The answer to your question is a lot.
Damon and Stefan pull up outside Isabel's house and get out of the car.
Think this is the house?
Better be. It's the nicest foreclosure in town.
Swear to God, if she's not here...
Don't be such a pessimist.
They burst in through the front door. They gaze into the living room where there's a grand piano.
I got upstairs.
Stefan runs upstairs. Damon marches into the living room, then back across the hallway into the room opposite.
This is Isabel's stuff. Stephanie, the right place.
Where are they?
I don't know, Stefan.
They glance around, then hurry out. The 4x4 pulls into Grove Hill Cemetery, a tombstone with a carved stone angel next to it. The 4x4 comes to a halt and Maddox gets out of the driver's seat. He opens the back door and Isabel gets out.
Just because you can't be compelled doesn't mean I can't force you to come with me. So is that what happened? You were compelled to betray Catherine? If I was, I couldn't tell you.
They walk across the graveyard.
So you lied. You did find Klaus, didn't you? He knows where I am now. Are you taking me to him?
Isabel stops in front of a gravestone.
What is this?
The gravestone reads Isabel Fleming, 1978 to 2007.
My parents, your grandparents, they put it here when it became clear that the police weren't going to find my body. They visit every week and they bring flowers. Even though there's no one buried here. The Isabel they knew is dead. So maybe there's a part of me that's buried here, the human part. The part that I abandoned when I chose to become a vampire. The part that used to dream about the day that she'd know her daughter.
Elena frowns and looks at her.
What?
Isabel frowns.
Instead, you got to meet the other part. The part that would betray her own flesh and blood.
Isabel takes out her mobile phone.
I have Catherine in the Moonstone. Is the doppelganger safe?
Yes.
Then let her go.
Let her go?
Klaus has everything he needs for now. Your part is finished.
You did what he compelled you to do.
I'm done?
You're done.
Maddox hangs up. Isabel smiles with relief and hangs up.
Who is that? I'm so sorry, Elena. That was such a disappointment to you.
They both look tearful. Isabel hangs her head and rips off a necklace she's wearing. She holds up her arms, surrendering as the sunlight burns her. Flames take hold of her and she collapses.
So after I hurt you in the woods, I made you forget. And I promised myself I would stay away from you, but I couldn't.
She turns to Matt.
Because I love you. I do. I love you, Matt, so much. God, I'm so sorry about what happened to Vicky.
Matt lowers his gaze, his eyelids flutter, and he frowns.
And I really wish you'd say something.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not.
My mom doesn't care. My sister's dead, and all of my friends are liars. You're a...
I'm still me. I'm still me. It's just... I'm just a
little bit... Don't. This is too much. All of this is just too much. I don't want to know this.
Tell me what I can do. Tell me what I can do. I want to help you.
You can make me forget. You've done it to me before.
I don't think that's...
Please make me forget, Caroline. I don't want to look at you and see what I'm seeing right now.
But maybe after a little
while... Just make me forget, Caroline!
Caroline drops her head and cries.
Okay.
Caroline stands up and steps close to him. She gazes into his eyes and places her hands either side of his head. At the Salvatore's, Elena sits on an armchair and toys with Isabel's necklace. Stefan heads over to her.
That Isabel's?
She nods.
I never thought I would feel bad about her being dead, and yet...
She was your mother.
She nods again.
Why did they let me go?
Stefan shakes his head.
Anything that John told Isabel, we have to assume that Klaus knows, right? So he knows that you're not going to turn yourself into a vampire. He knows that you have us keeping you safe.
He knows I'm not going to run.
Which is why we need to take some precautions. Because we got played. All of us.
Some papers.
What's this?
It's a deed to our house. It's in Zach's name. As soon as you sign it, it'll be in your name.
You're giving me your house?
Isabel had the right idea with the safe house. You know, just stay here till it's all over. That way you can control who gets invited and who doesn't.
John gasps and sits bolt upright. Damon rushes at him in super speed and holds him up by his collar.
I swear, I had no idea what she was gonna do. I'm sorry. I'm so, so sorry.
Damon, let him go. He and I need to talk.
Jeremy sits on the sofa reading a passage from the spellbook when Bonnie enters.
I told you to not worry about that.
A warning. That's all you felt like telling me? It's just some kind of warning, Bonnie. It says if you use too much of your powers at once, it'll kill you.
Bonnie sits next to him.
How much would it take to kill an original?
All of it.
No. I'm not gonna let you do that.
Jeremy, do you think I was born with these powers so I could float feathers and blow out candles? There's a reason I was called to do this.
No one's called to get themselves killed. Plus, look, Elena's not gonna let you die far.
That's why you're not gonna tell her.
Do you even understand what you're saying right now?
It's not just for Elena, Jeremy. It's for you. It's for everyone. If I am the only one who can put an end to this, then it'll be my decision. No one else's. Mine.
Jeremy refuses to look at her. She gets up and storms off. Jeremy hits his notebook. A figure strolls along a dark street and gets into a car. Someone else is sitting in the driver's seat of the car.
I drank that vervain stuff. I went over there and I got her to tell me everything.
Matt talks to Sheriff Forbes.
And I asked her to take it away.
The sheriff's tearful.
Thank you, Matt. I know this isn't easy, but I'm glad you told me what happened last night. I want you to tell me everything she said.
I feel like she died.
She did.
At the Salvatore's.
I always knew that she and Catherine were close, but I never realized that Isabel and her were working against me. Two of the world's most uncaring and selfish vampires, and yet they were genuinely friends.
If that's what you thought of her, why did you ever put your trust in her at all?
Because I was there when she gave birth to you, Elena. I saw how heartbroken she was to give you up.
Elena glances down pensively.
And because she was the first girl I ever loved. And when she said she'd help keep you safe, I believed her. At this point, I will do whatever you want me to do.
He gazes earnestly.
If you feel safer with me not around, then I'll go.
Elena shakes her head. Her eyes flip from side to side. John smiles, nods, and gets up.
You screw up everything, John. Everything you touch just falls apart. But you're the only parent I have left. So maybe I can learn not to hate you.
John smiles and nods.
Okay.
Stefan pours a glass of whiskey.
Hey, Bonnie said the spell worked. She's locked and loaded.
At least something went right today. Catherine has no idea that Bonnie got her powers back. Mm-mm. And Isabel had no idea what you and Jeremy took Bonnie to do today. We're the only ones who know.
That literally makes Bonnie our secret weapon.
They smile at one another, clink glasses, and drink. Catherine, still in Elena's dress, comes to on a wooden floor. Maddox chants at a male figure sitting on a chair in front of him. He holds his hands either side of the man's head. Catherine spies a glass flask that looks like it's full of blood and another empty one lying on its side. She pushes herself up and eyes a curious object tied up in a rope.
Paradox, we adore. Song, Matium, Paradox, we adore.
Catherine looks down at her neck. Her necklace is gone. The object on a rope is hanging from a lampshade. Maddox lowers his hands. It's Alaric. Alaric looks up at Maddox coldly, and Maddox backs away. Alaric pulls a homemade drip from his arm and stands up. Maddox bows to him. Catherine struggles to her feet, and Alaric turns to her.
Alaric.
She gawps and staggers about. Alaric smiles maniacally. Catherine flees to the door at super speed, but gets stuck there, unable to leave. She turns to face Alaric, who approaches.
Strove, Catherine.
He holds her face.
I have missed you.
She gawps.
Yes.
He smiles. The Vampire Diaries. ITFC audio description.